Daf Tzadetes Omid Aleph. Benirin Krasim Belulois. Milsa Achrisihi. It's another thing. Shtei Machbaros Hayu Hayurios. All the curtains were attached together. Kol Achas Achas, each one of them. Hayurios Tfur Zuumzu was five curtains tied, sewn together. The Machat with a needle. Al Pnei Kol Arkon through the whole length. Umemsa in the middle. Hayu Machaber Bekrasim, and you would attach them with the hooks. Mechaberes, one with the other one, shehayu lulois, they had these hooks, the sefei hachatzayna, the outer edge, shalkol machaberes of each of the groups, be'emsa ha-mishkan, the middle of the mishkan, elu k'neged elu, one opposite the other, k'dechsiv, as it says in the pasuk, machbilos ha-lulois. Nasalibun yusirach ha-mashim, it's implying more wisdom. Pena gola ha-gola, shebitzeda, on the side of it, he-amos was five amos, k'moli or ha-gola, like the length of the wagon. Lamoli orech ha'gola he'amos. Why did the wagon have to be 5 amos long? Barbo palgasagi shivim misadren el rochon. If you're going to set them up on their width, einu misadren el he'amos yosim regimel. You're not going to be able to get within 5 amos more than 3. They'll be crushing. Very barbo mechsi yochel misadren. And since each one is 1.5, so then 4.5 would be enough. Be misadren bechudan. If you're going to set them up on their point, then yosim medalad lo yisadren. You're not going to fill up more than 4. Then they have sukkah smokum habrichim. Because you need to have shemem sasadarm. You need to have a little bit of a gap for the poles. They're holding them together in the tabois. They're going to be in the middle of the groups. Upalga amo not make the sagalim with 1/2 amo. That'll be enough to fit that in. The lolitikul sheimbal sasadarm. I recommend if you're going to want to set them up on their widthwise. Tzidei ha'gola chlal shemein defunos. It's a little opening between the walls. The oifanim for the wheels. The oivei ha'doifin and the width of the wall, and the width of the wheel, the axle. Kamali rochav agolo shnei etzdodim. Kamali rochav chalolo. The two sides, like the width of the opening, the hainu amo v'revia kol tzad, which would be 1.25 amos on each side. Lamali rochav atarti upalga. Why do you need to be wide 2.5? It's because you're going to have to stick in from the crushing themselves. And you should just lie them down on their point, which is narrower. The crushing should be laid down to their lengthwise, on their side, on their side to the width, medadin, and they're going to like to tilt back and forth, and nathan lekan, a little bit wobbly from side to side. Shemoshus hakrushim kutzer. If the place where the crushers are laying is narrow, tochein aruchas, since they're long, v'yetsus lechutz, and they're sticking out over the wagon, harbi a lot. Yechabed echad min arishim, a rushim, one of the heads is going to be heavier, kishehim medadin, when they're wobbling back and forth, lechasan in there. While they're being traveled, the yipel may end up falling. Chemesari havyan. Shtei agolos, ha-hochel zu beside zu. The two wagons are going one beside the other. Rochav, kolachas he-amos. The width of each one is 5 amos. Hariyud, that's 10 amos. He-amos, revach, shemein agolo. And the 5 amos in between the two wagons. Haritesvav, that's 15 amos. Vimtaymer, and if you're going to ask, Yosem Estern, hey, it's more than 20. Shehari, ha-krushim, orchim, yud amos. Because the krushim themselves are 10 amos long. The himutolos, agabe, doifne agolo. They're on the sides of the wagon, the rochav to the width. So nimsa orech hakroshim hari chof amo. So the will, so we have two wagons, one next to each other, and each one has a 10 amo. Well, kerish on it, so it's going to end up with 20 amos total distance. Levad mashit zarchlim shuch krashe kol hagolo vaagolo litzadachitzim shal hagolo shuleyagir roshay krashim zubazu. That's besides what you have to pull them out a little bit more than that, the 20 amos, in order that the edges are not bumping into each other. Ma'achvin eshiluch ha'golos, which is then going to get caught and stop the wagons from moving. Ein zechuvah, that's not a question. Rashi says she'akrushim l'mayilu ma'asarahin. The crushim themselves were higher than 10 tefachim. She'agolos gavoyu, because the wagons were 10 tefachim high. The garbage is surabim. The garbage to the public domain. Less on the mechshav elamokum ha'golos berevach shemenehim. And you just. With regard to the public domain, you don't count except for the place of the wagons themselves and the gaps in between them. Shulamata miyud, which is less than 10 tefachim. The kol ma'ila miyud, which is above 10 tefachim. Lavrusha saravim, he is not public domain. Hilkach lochashali, therefore it's not counted. Amsa yisertahavi ha'oid sarech lios v'rochav haderech oidev amo, you have to need in the width of the road an extra amo. Shetikin chetzi amo l'kam v'chetzi amo l'kam. You put a half amo on each side. L'shnei tzon to the two sides. Hakitzonis of the two arrow sides. Shobez agolos of the two wagons. The kaimen levi de'im mishtalfi zumizu lipo l'soich. Aver shebenem, if they're going to go try and start falling in with the ear in space in between. Havinokel hu nichnas l'beina aver. Amo shebenem, he's going to enter into that extra amo that's over there. The Levi v'oimid b'chetzi amon is going to stand by half a amos yishmin hagolah l'tzadim by the wagon to the side of it. Mesakin is a seder zuel zuin is going to fix up the pile of the krushim shalotipul halyanga that's for all upper one shouldn't fall. Chol aderech hu mahalich achurah hagolah, and the whole way he's walking behind the wagon. Shiroya son mishtalfel zaltoicha avim, when he sees them starting to tilt into the air space that's there, the sech blutas a krushim, the place where the krushim are sticking out, shabit tzadim on the side. Adshem megila amas. Ha'aver shebenem, until it reaches that amo that's of ear between space in between the v'doichek atzmo l'amo b'chetzi amo, and he forces himself to squeeze in a half an amo ashiyachsa and the shvelus l'makayim v'al sidra, until he is able to get the carriage back to being in the proper order without it tilting over. Masnis in the Mishnah chulia sabar karka chafira sabar, the ground of the where the boar was dug nice and sivoisa v'hakif. You put around it to surround it, like a wall, just like we would put wood or stone around the opening to a bar. Gemara. It's obviously the cell of Nokal in Gavoya that the rock is there to teach us about height of bar in the pit with regard to depth. You're taking from inside of the Moitzlush Sarab and putting it into the public domain. The Ilinian Goyvo. Because if the pit's there for the height, can go in lemoirid mechuyu lematzah to teach you if you're lowering down from the that little dirt wall that you have around it into the pit. If you're going to rafa arba, it's for tefachim wide. Lomolim mistiklar. Why have to mention it at all? Hotan leisela. We already mentioned the rock. Elavadi lemoitzim mitoch oigne bar nakadav. We're talking about where you're taking out from the lip of the bar. They came into Hachiyu and says, "Shu chuyu lomolim. Why do you have to tell me anything about the little dirt wall that you built around the opening? Listen to how bar lo I make a cell lagoyna." Just mention the bar with regard to depth and the cell with regard to height. Mitzafin la'asar l'shavi habar v'shus yachid, to make the bar be considered private domain. Moitzim mitoch oikin chulia yachayim, if you can take out from the top of the lip of the wall, the dirt wall that you built around it, the person would indeed be chayiv. Tzadites omid beis. Mechitza yud sheheyam emalei omid lufnim min mechitza. Emalei, the person who's filling up the water, should stand inside the mechitza and fill up. Vein shaisin mim heyman elamoid al svasa, to stand on its edge. V'lishoy v'kli, the poor, and to take out with a kli lahakman special the chalol, and to stick his head in over the actual ear space of the pit. V'lishoy isn't to drink. K'nanan, as we said in the Mishnah, lo yamad adam rishus aram rishus shouldn't stand in the public domain. V'yish to rishus yachad, and drink while being in the private domain. Why shem yimshuch hakli etzel? Perhaps he's going to pull the kli to where he is in the private in public domain, and then he would be over on Hotzah. Ellen Kane hefnas reisha barubu l'mokum shushayis, is the place where he's drinking. Hari akir v'isim rishis aram from the public domain. Hari hanachah v'isim rishis ayachin in the private domain. L'mokum patur ka'asya shti'i eshar shalohig bia t'chila l'mayla min ha'ombud. It's impossible to go up a little bit higher than this pillar. Shuhu mokum patur, which is a mokum patur, she'ainu av rishis aram. It's not the ear space of the public domain. The av rishis ayachin nami lohav, it's also not Rishus Yachid airspace, the Chiyamina Rishus Yachid Oil Adorikia. So when do we say that the private domain goes up until the sky? Hanami Lukadeg Rishus Yachid, that's only exactly opposite the private domain. Alohai Makami Dalimti La'Avr, to this object before it came to the airspace of the private domain, Avr Omud to the airspace of the pole that's sticking there in Rishus Aram, and that itself would be Rishus Yachid. Agbiya Lamayla Masar, it still had to reach higher than 10 Tfachim while it was still over the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore no longer was in Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid airspace. Masisin hi anoitel mehen, the person takes from them, and anoitel HaRabim puts on them, he's chayev, he'll be chayev. Bruke de hadodi tafisu kulcham reik echot atem reikim, you're all spitting one the same spit. Moshe saying, you're all saying the same thing. Batel tizbro, the masisin hi, that's a mishnah, b'mocha de eno gavoya, it's a high. De esel lesel amorsha, nomuch miyud, the rock has some sort of a part of it jutting out, which is lower than 10 tefachim. It came in the kula gavoya yud bar mahi morsha. Since the whole rock is higher than 10 tefachim, except for that little bit that's sticking out. Since it's just a little bit that's jutting out, it's not important area. Havi lechur rishus hayachid, therefore has the status of being a whole in the rishus hayachid, and it's considered also rishus hayachid. Inami the rami machat becharet shebesela, the needle goes into a little indentation in the rock, shebaroisha, that's at its top, v'lonafel melamaylo, miyud elosakud, it doesn't, it didn't fall down from above 10 tefachim, rather it went straight into the 10 tefachim area. Mukaf lekarmelus, v'koisel zeh hekifu biko, with this wall you surrounded the valley, shoyis lekarmelus, which was the karmelus, al yodol nasis rishus hayachid, and through it, it turned into a rishus hayachid, gon shehukof l'dir, for example, as you surrounded it in order to be able to be a living space. Aloha kifu boy, aloha beis sasayim, or you didn't surround it more than a basis sign, which is still be a complete rishus hayachid. So Ruki Vega for his question from earlier. He threw from the public domain and it landed on its top. What would the halacha be? Odilma came in the place of also the Carmelis Zubrishus Hayachid. This wall made the Carmelis into a private domain. Commander Moladami Bahavi Eitzel Roisha Ka'aris Mikdo Kola Chalal. And its head is like, now it's like a completely, as if the ground is raised up until the top of the wall, and it's all one long ground. V'acherim, kol ha'chalal asur rishus hayachid, made the whole airspace, the whole empty area in between the walls into a private domain. La'atzim l'kol shekein, rosh ha'kos to the top of the wall. V'acher mimenu chuyo v'hinichim rishus ha'rabim, he put into the public domain. Mim b'chayim v'zichayim v'afakam d'mekam e'akir v'la rishus hayachid avi. You know, before he picked it up, it wasn't a private domain. At the time that he picked it up, it was indeed a private domain. They're putting down this dirt into it, and the stalk is a bar. Since you shrunk the bar from 10 tefachim, so no longer are there walls, or halachic walls, so it turns into just a yachid, by the bar. So it's no longer, you made it less than 10 tefachim. Does that act of lowering it, does it exempt him or not? It attaches itself to the face, literally, of the wall, to the side of the wall. Our Mishnah said it's 4 amos. Even if it's exact, it attaches itself to the, and rests on the side of the wall. Then the actual amount that you threw was less than 4 amos, which is the meaning the space of the actual dried figs, the cake that you made. Since originally it was 4 amos, the cake of the dried figs, therefore allow me to the time. Al gabi, you say those dakos, which were very thin, show you the very suit, which were 10 tefachim high, maybe rochav is dal, we're not 4 tefachim wide. The daf zeh rochav dal, and this board that's going on it is landing on it is 4 tefachim wide. Asur rishus hayachid, so it turns it into a private domain. Ma'al is chayev is rigazu, to become chayev with this act of throwing it. The chavetz al-gabov, bimtim salaymer, and it's in the middle of the gate, bimtim salaymer, karbi yochin, and it's in the middle of the gate, hanoch is chayev, vasiyas mechitzis bahadi hadodi, lo mechayev, they're pulling down an object and making walls at the same time, does not make you chayev. Hocha here, vade, adaf lo mechayev, on the actual board going down onto the pegs, you're not going to be chayev. Miu ha-chayevitz ma'ho le-chiyubi. Well, the object that's on top, are you going to be chayev or not? It's impossible that the object, when the board landed, that the object did not come up a little bit, like bang up a little bit, and then re-land onto the board. Kasiyas mechitza bereisha, originally making a wall, v'hadar hanochas hachefetz, and then having the object land on it. Dimi chayev dami. That's what's considered chayev. In the time that the object landed, the board already be turned into a private domain. If you take some of them and take them out, it is considered pulling it up.